We are joined in the media center here at Auto Club Raceway in Pomona by our Top Fuel World Champion in the Camping World Series. Brittany Force secured her second world championship in the first round of racing, capping an amazing season, 5 wins, 10 number one qualifiers, and the fastest speed of all time. Brittany was eliminated in the semifinal by her teammate, but the championship celebration began at that point. Brittany, talk a little bit about this season and how you were tested in that you dominated the start of the season, but then people started to catch up and come on strong, and in the countdown you were able to rise to the occasion and come out on top for your second world championship.
Thank you very much for that. Season has been outstanding for us. I've said that actually coming into the season, I said this is going to be one of the toughest seasons yet with the competition that's out there. And you know, we did really well all season long. We pretty much carried that number one, and then we lost it for a little while. We gained it back, and then going into the countdown, finally going into the countdown, what we've been preparing for all season long for the last few years, we just started to slip. We started to, you know, lose our step, lose our footing, and it was almost like this championship that I felt like we were so close to, we were starting to lose. And we turned it around, you know, the last couple of races. We did great in Vegas, got a win there, brought us up, and then gaining, you know, points in qualifying here this weekend really helped us out. And, you know, coming in this weekend, we got back in that lead only by 7 points, but it was a great weekend for us. I mean, to come out here and I don't even know how many points we ended up gaining in qualifying, but it was enough to put us out ahead. So when we won that first round, it was over.
Let's open it up to members of the media, starting off with NHRA National Dragsters editor Phil Burgess.
With everything that happened in the first round behind you, you went up there, two guys that smoked the tires right in front of you. Dave Grubnick did not waver, did not change lanes. How were your nerves knowing what was on the line?
Sitting in that car for as long as I was in there was painful. It's you want to get in, and you're pumped, and you're ready to go, and you're belted in, pull your belts down. You're staring down that track, and then there's just this long pause, and you're waiting, and you're amped up, and you're about shaking. You're ready to go, and you got to, you know, calm yourself down. Bring everything back down and take a breath for a second, and then you got to amp it back up when they say it's time to go. So that's tough to do. It's a tough position to be in, but we figured it out. And you know, once these cars started, it's focusing on doing what we do every single weekend.
Did you know
it's
those guys that smoked the tires right in front of you, that Laughlin right before you, a little before?
Yeah, I saw him go out, and yeah, there was that instant like, oh shoot. And I know Grubnick was, you know, all of us were feeling that right there. And tough rounds always first round's always the toughest one. There's something about first round that is just, I mean, it's tough to go up there, pull up there, because once you get in the mix, once you get going, you're pumped, you're ready, you're motivated. But something about first round is so tough. So I was sick sitting up there, and then it just got delayed longer and longer. But we turned a wind line on, so that was the most important thing.
And then you watched the whole thing, the rest of it from the top end?
Yeah, I stood at the top end and watched every single car go down. And I can't believe the way this whole thing unfolded. I thought it would be different. But, you know, it worked in our favor. We were still ahead enough that, you know, we had enough points coming into this weekend. And we coming in, and even in qualifying, we were able to, you know, stay out ahead.
First of all, congratulations on the second championship. A lot of people look at the second championship as being validation for the first. For you personally, what does the second one mean differently compared to the first?
I think I'm still in the excitement of it all. It doesn't feel real yet. When I walked up, you know, when we were standing at the top end, and they said, you know, you're the top field champion, and I went up on stage, it was a very surreal moment. But looking back on our last championship, it's funny. We came out of Vegas. We went to the finals. I lost in the final on a red light. So this season around, we won on a hole shot. So I came into this weekend, you know, feeling a little bit ahead of myself. And I'll tell you, Vegas until Pomona was the longest week of my life. I just had a gut ache. I felt sick. And it was like this weekend couldn't get here quick enough. And it just drug on. And once I finally got out here and I got with my team, and we warmed up the car, it was kind of just this calm feeling I had. And suddenly those nerves I'd been carrying all week long, all season long, you know, since this countdown began, kind of just calmed down. And I felt like, okay, look at our season. We've had a great season with, you know, this entire team. And I feel okay going into race day, you know, going into this weekend.
Brittany, it's obviously been such a great season with wins and records and number one qualifiers and all this. And to finish it with the championship, what's kind of your like prevailing thought about the entire year? You know, so many cool moments in Sonoma, and obviously Vegas was kind of the, you know, the one that's going to be talked about for years, what you guys did. What kind of prevailing thoughts do you have on just the entire thing ending in this fashion?
I think it's just overall lumping our whole season together. It was such a strong season, start to finish, right out of the gate. You know, we came out strong. 5 wins, 10 number one qualifiers, you know, the Vegas mile per hour, national mile per hour record that, that was St. Louis. Then we did it here in Pomona. I'm mixing it all up. But just, you know, the records we set, track records, national records, wins, just an incredible season for us. Comparing it to last season, way ahead of ourselves, and just came into this weekend feeling confident and feeling strong.
Brittany, bookending the Steve Torrence 4 championships with 2 of your own. On the stage this morning, Steve, the outgoing champ, said, you know, he was rooting for you, that you'd earned that level of respect. And all those guys on the stage kind of, you know, it was a big fight, and there were 5 of you up there, but you had really controlled the season. I want you to reflect a little bit on Top Fuel in general and what is happening in this category as the level of competition continues to rise, continues to get tougher.
The competition, I feel, gets, you know, tougher every single season. Coming into this season, I knew it was going to be tough. And to be standing up on the stage this morning with all those drivers up there, it's that, and how close our points were, that was the biggest thing. We knew it was going to come down to Pomona. We weren't going to be able to lock it up early. Nobody was. We knew it was going to come down to not just 2 drivers, but there's a handful of us that could still win this thing. And that just shows you how close everybody is. Anything could happen. Anything could change coming into Pomona, and it could be anybody's win. And just to look, you know, down the line and look at all the tough competitors, and you know how we battled it out all season long, and now we are standing there. It was cool to be in the moment, in the hunt for it, all of us. And you know, we were just lucky enough that we got there first.
And David Grubnick, this is his first world championship as a tuner. He has shown that he is one of the best, the next level crew chief in a mind, but speeds don't win championships necessarily until now, where they do. What kind of moment did you guys have him breaking through, and now he is a world champion Top Fuel crew chief?
It's pretty cool because looking at my entire team, I think only one has won a championship. Every single one of them, this was a first championship for him. So it's so cool to share that with them. Just outstanding. You know, when I came back to the pits after, you know, We were crowned champion, came back, we were screaming, hollering, jumping up and down, excited, and went in and you know, had a conversation with Grubnick and Mac, and just surreal, such a surreal moment. And Grubnick it'll tell you right here, speaks of his personality. I go in and I'm pumped up, screaming, can you believe we did it, hugging him, and just over the moon about winning. And he's smiling, nodding, yeah, good job, good job. And then he goes, are you done yet? We got a race to win. And I'm like, are you kidding? Can you let me enjoy this right now? And then the guy said, they came out earlier when they were hollering and cheering, okay, get back to work, we got to win a race. And that's this team, that's David Grubnick. We're not done until it is over. And we still had a shot to go rounds and win this race. Luckily, my teammate did it, so we're very proud of him to, you know, share the winner's circle with him. But that just gives you a little insight about Grubnick.
Brittany Force, the 2022 Top Fuel World Champion. Brittany, congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks.